Hello.
Hi, good evening. This is Joseph from Hollywood National Opinion Survey. How you doing?
Fine.
Great. We're actually conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community as well as the nation. Can you help us with this?
What kind of survey is it?
It's regards to politics and as well as, you know, the community as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I can help you. Hold on for 1 second. Let me turn my movie on. Hold on.
First, are you in a place where you can talk safely, open your phone? I know we're calling your cell phone, so I'm just trying to make this quick as possible. We really appreciate your time.
Okay.
And just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I please ask you for your race? White, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American,
African American. Yeah.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or probably will not vote?
I definitely vote.
Okay. And if you don't mind me, what is your age?
62.
Okay, 52. Okay.
62.
Oh, 62. I'm sorry. And please rate the level of motivation for voting next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 24. From 0 to 10. 0 meaning you're not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated. You may use anywhere from 0 to 10.
I give it probably about 7. 7.
7?
I give it about
7. Okay. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, how closely would you say you've been following the news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all?
I'd say very closely.
Okay. And regardless how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
You said Democrat, Republican, who?
Yeah, I said, if regardless how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or is it something else?
I said Democratic.
Okay, strong Democratic or not so strong?
I'd say, I got a bad taste in my mouth as far as politics right now. I'd say not so strong.
Okay. And thinking about the direction which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Okay.
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And when you hear about the inflation and the rising costs of who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration, their policies, the Republicans in Congress, big business and corporation price gauging and greed, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the COVID pandemic, or others?
I say the big business and corporation and greed.
Okay. And I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns people say they want their member of Congress to focus on for each. I want you to scale from 0 to 10 how important the issue is to you, to your member of Congress to focus on. 10 means very important, 5 means somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. So first one says, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Very important. 10.
10, okay. Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police accountable, more accountable by providing oversight of the Department of Justice.
10.
Okay. And fighting back against the rise of the white nationalism.
10.
Okay. Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
Give it about a good 8.
Okay. Reducing gun violence.
10.
Okay. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Okay. And switching gears a bit and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Do I get 1 through 10 there, or what do you want me to do?
No, this one is, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'd say some would approve.
Some would approve. Okay. And I would like to rate your feelings towards some people organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning very warm, favorable towards them. 0, very cold, unfavorable. 50, not warm nor cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. If you've never heard of or you have no opinion, just let me know. It's called Black Pack, PAC.
The Black Pack.
You ever heard of it? Yeah.
No, never.
Okay. Donald Trump.
I'm not in favor at all. So we're going to say 0.
The lowest. Okay, 0.
Yeah.
How about Marianne Williamson? Williamson.
Marianne Williamson. Never heard.
You ever heard of her?
No.
Okay. How about Tim Scott?
I give him a 5.
Okay. Joe Biden.
I'd give maybe about a 65.
Okay. MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans. MAGA
0.
Republicans. 0.
0.
Okay. All right. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and candidates were Republican, Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Cornel West.
Okay. If the election for president were held today and their candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Okay. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office. All the other things would be equal. Please tell me which candidate you're more likely to support. Candidate B says that if elected a U.S. Senate, he will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect the voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reforming policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold back cops accountable. Or candidate A says that if he elected the U.S. Senate, he will fight health care more affordable, relieve student debt, make wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, invest in creating more manufacturing construction jobs to grow the economy. All the other things are equal, like in support. A or B?
I think I like B.
B? Somewhat, or would you say much more?
Somewhat, B.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the President Biden and his administration are doing? A lot, a some, a little, only a little, or not at all?
Ever heard about what they're doing? I'd say a lot.
Okay. And has what you've seen or heard recently about Joe President Biden and his administration has you more or less favorable towards them?
I'd say more favorable.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And I want to read some of these things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in the first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me if it's important to you or not. Kanaji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman whoever to hold that position. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important?
Very important.
Okay. Provide $123 billion to fund and new fundings for the upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education.
Very important.
Okay. Cap out-of-pocket Medicare costs of $2,000 per year.
Very important.
Okay. created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country.
Very important.
Okay. Invest $12 billion through Medicaid that allow people to continue to access home care and raise wages for home care workers.
Very important.
Okay. And now we discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years. I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way that Joe Biden is handling his job? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'd say somewhat approve.
Okay. And I want to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate those using a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being a very convincing reason to vote, 5 somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 0 not at all. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. So MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing accurate telling of history of slavery and racism in this country. They're trying to erase our story from American history. If you erase erase our history, we learn nothing from the horrors and mistakes of American history and are the risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare our children to be more united future in order to emphasize the contributions and importance of all of us all. Regardless of race, we must vote for it.
10, I believe 10.
Okay. Extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in the country. Now they are facing consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of same-sex couples, rejected student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has real impact in our lives. All these judges are appointed directly by the political leader we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out of control court trying to roll back our rights.
10. And I agree with that. 100%.
Okay. Okay. Now, sometime over the course of the survey, people's opinions changed. Let me ask you now. You rate the level of motivation for voting next year's presidential election, November, on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means they're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means they're extremely motivated to vote. Which one?
I give it 10.
Okay. What stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
From the arguments that you just heard, what most to me?
Well,
I guess
no, the statements.
Mm-hmm. The statements you heard as far as all the statements that you talked to me about?
Yeah.
Oh, the Supreme Court. I say the Supreme Court ruled decisions and rolling back affirmative action and reproductive rights, and they've gone crazy up there. So I'm thinking that's standing out a whole lot right now. That's most important.
Okay.
You said a lot. You touched a lot of issues.
Yeah.
That was one of the more recent ones that was very, very important.
Okay. And, all right, I'm going to put that on here. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ways some people were contacted during the 2020 midterm campaign season for each. Tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you this way. Phone calls, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Someone canvassing neighborhood.
Yes.
Okay. Text messages.
Yes, a lot of them.
Okay. mailers.
Yes.
Okay. TV ads.
Yes.
Social media, internet ads.
Some. Some. Okay. I said yes.
Okay. Door knocks.
Not really. I mean, okay. Canvassing. Knocked on the door. They both say yes.
Okay.
They did canvass. They had to knock on the door.
Okay. How about radio ads?
Yes.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, the last few questions are statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational, college graduate, bachelor, postgraduate?
I have a master's, so somewhere in there.
Okay. Oh, okay, so you would be a postgraduate. Okay. And are you married, unmarried, and with partners, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children age of 18 or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself as conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I guess I can put myself in between somewhat and very. I'd say very liberal.
Very liberal. Okay. Mm-hmm. And thinking about your neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
What was again? Half? More than half?
Nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any.
More than half.
Okay. And how would you describe the area you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I'd say urban. Urban, okay. Suburban. Suburban.
Okay.
I guess suburban.
Suburban. Okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. All right. That concludes our survey this evening. Thank you so much for your participation. Greatly appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Goodbye.